Let's go to question number three. Where do you turn when you can't seem to make any significant progress dealing with recalcitrant, stubborn problems? That's kind of like what Diane was describing there, that she's trying to build and comes back down and build, come back down. What do we do when we have that situation? What's helpful for you?
Prayer.
Prayer?
Prayer always works. Even if it doesn't work the way we wanted it to.
I think a friend coming alongside sometimes is the encouragement that helps us if we know we're not alone and someone comes alongside and we're working together on things for them, for us, for the community, whatever. So just being able to work with somebody.
That's what Nehemiah did.
Yeah.
Right.
Nehemiah didn't do it by himself. He got a team. Yep. Good point, Steve. Yep. That's really good. I'm going to throw out, how about God's promises? We're going to be talking about that a lot with the women in the Bible study. But remember Abraham? By the way, Abraham is a tent guy. Abraham never worshiped in the temple, okay? Never had it. Abraham's a wanderer. Tent, picks up his tent, moves, next location, tent. Oh, I'm going to connect with this group of people. Melchizedek's over here. I'm going to connect with him and make a covenant treaty with him. Oh, I'm going to move over here and make a cut. It is very crazy, Genesis 12 through 15. Hold on 1 second. I don't want to lose you. I'm going out of power here. Is it okay if we go a little bit longer? I'm sorry, I got you all captive. I'm a pastor that just keeps going and going. You can leave whenever you want. No, there's no judgment at all.
I have to get to church, you know.
You know what I tell people? I tell people, I've got to go get a haircut. I've got a haircut appointment. And they roll their eyes. They're like, no, you don't. But Abraham is a tent man. And do you know what gets this guy through? A promise. That's it. He lives by a promise. And then God does something even further with that. He doesn't just leave him with a promise. God gives him a covenant. I kind of think Abraham is a good foil or good example for us to follow in these days. We're kind of nomads. The only thing that some of us may have is a promise, but I also believe God has also made a covenant with us as well through baptism, which a covenant is really saying, I'm becoming one with you. That's what a covenant is. And God has done that with you in your baptism. And so, man, if that's all you got, you're like Abraham. You're doing pretty well, all right?
Do you think patience plays a role in this? Because, you know, a lot of people are impatient that say we don't get back to service in-house, for example.
Yeah. I love that comment. I know a lot of our members are wow, why aren't we in-house in worship? And I can tell you my response to all of them is not about safety this, safety that, although that's an important matter. I'm not saying I don't on one side of the coin or the other. My response to those individuals is, what are you learning right now in your tent living? That we have too many people focused on safety, non-safety, mask, not, and I'm not saying masks are very important. I'm totally for masks. I'm not saying that, okay? Don't turn me into the authorities. What I'm saying here is, what are you learning in this tent moment? My disappointment, I'm preaching to the choir here, is that too many people are stuck on political issues and I haven't seen enough growth spiritually in their life. Sorry. Not you, but I'm saying there's too many people that, did you hear what I'm saying? Am I off? God is up to something. God's not left us. God is, he's right here. And what he wants for us isn't just going back to the temple, he's got something we can learn right now.
Yeah,
I'm not. And again, what I'm saying is we want to be in the temple. We're aiming to get back in person. This is not an excuse to say, oh, let's not go back in person. This is just, I think God is always up to like, how can I learn? How am I growing? No matter where I am. Responses on that or thoughts? If you have like a negative thought, Oscar's an elder, Rick's an elder, you can turn me in and talk to them.
Yeah.
I come back frequently to the idea that you can be angry about the situation. It's what you do with your anger to turn it into a positive.
I think we want to be like those Kenyans that Oscar was talking about, where God is, we see God moving and being glorified and in what, and there's this presence with us of God, and it, you know, to have that reliance on Him, and nearness to Him and each other. I think I would like that sort of thing, that at peace.
And that's in contrast to people saying the politicians should solve it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It starts right here. It starts right in front of us with what God has. Maybe the politics is a way for Satan to kind of distract us on what we really should do. Maybe that's the worst thing possible.